The diabetes drug Avandia gets an important vote of confidence.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. A Food and Drug Administration advisory panel recommended yesterday that GlaxoSmithKline's billion-dollar diabetes drug, Avandia, be allowed to stay on the market. This despite several studies showing the drug poses an elevated risk of heart attacks. The Boston Globe's Washington Bureau Chief, Christopher Rowland, has been following this story. He joins us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
There is a competing diabetes drug on the market that has not been shown to pose a heart attack risk. Why did the FDA panel vote to keep Avandia on sale?
Well, there was no argument among the panel that there are signs of heart attack risk with this drug. But what they were debating was the strength of the evidence. And at the end of a two-day hearing, a majority of this 33 panel members decided that the evidence just wasn't strong enough. There wasn't a clear-cut sign that they should take the drug off the market.
And if the FDA follows that panel's advice, which it usually does, what are the wider implications for drug safety cases?
I think the wider implications are that what is going to be the standard of proof for removing a drug from the market? How high is the bar going to be? And it means that here in this, it appears that this is going to be to get a drug off the market, it's going to be a really high standard of proof. These panels are going to be looking for ironclad evidence of harm.
And why does it matter so much when you're determining safety whether a drug is or isn't already on the market?
Well, you know, Avandia has been on the market for 10 years. Last year, doctors wrote two million prescriptions for this drug. You build up, there's constituencies that build up around these drugs. Doctors want it, patients want it. Especially doctors want it in case another drug may not work to control someone's glucose levels, for example. They would like to have a second option, and that's what happened in this case, I think.
Very interesting. Boston Globe's Washington Bureau Chief Christopher Rowland, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
By the way, Avandia's maker, GlaxoSmithKline, says it expects to take a $2.3 billion charge for legal costs involving Avandia and its antidepressant Paxil. This morning, BP said it's trying to fix a leak in the cap it put on its Gulf oil well. Meanwhile, some members of Congress are trying to restrict BP from drilling new oil and gas wells in this country. The BBC's Rebecca Singer reports for Marketplace.
Even before the Deepwater Horizon explosion, which killed 11 men, BP didn't have the best safety record. Ian McDonald is a professor of oceanography at Florida State University.
They pleaded guilty to violations of our clean air law and paid a $50 million fine. They pleaded guilty to a felony charge. They were also subsequently fined an additional $87 million.
The proposed ban is part of a larger oil rig safety bill and puts a cloud over BP's long-term plans in the US. It would effectively stop the company from obtaining new offshore leases in US waters. Nick McGregor is an oil analyst at the stockbroker Redmayne Bentley.
It would do a huge amount of damage to the whole company. And I think one of the difficulties with this, at this stage, there are a whole host of congressional committees all jostling to take the lead on nobbling BP, as it were.
It's not clear what the laws will eventually look like, but critics warn any future offshore restrictions could damage job prospects for American workers. In London, I'm the BBC's Rebecca Singer for Marketplace.
Here's where we do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in Europe now. They were lower in Asia. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 3 points to 10,366. A few minutes ago, J.P. Morgan reported better-than-expected earnings. Profits at America's second-biggest bank rose 76% last quarter to $4.8 billion.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at MassMutual.com/mutuality.
Michigan's attorney general has filed a legal brief on behalf of 9 states supporting Arizona's strict immigration law. The White House is trying to block that law. Marketplace's economics editor, Chris Farrell, says the debates over amnesty and border security are missing an important point. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Bill.
You think that what we need is more immigrants?
Look, Bill, with all the heated rhetoric about illegals and amnesty, border security, racial profiling, one aspect of immigration isn't getting enough attention. And it's the job-creating potential of immigrant entrepreneurs.
Well, I think most people would say entrepreneurship, it's a good thing in this country.
Yeah.
How big a role, though, do immigrants really play in that area?
Well, we all know the importance that immigrants have had in Silicon Valley writ large, right? So just one number, a quarter of engineering and technology companies that were started in the U.S. from 1995 to 2005, you know, a quarter of them had at least one founder that was foreign born. And, you know, we live in a global economy where there's a lot of competition for brain power and entrepreneurial hustle. So what I worry about is in fast growing emerging markets, rather than coming to university here and then staying here and creating a company, just going to say, you know, it's just so much easier just to stay at home and create my entrepreneurial dream there.
Well, encouraging immigration has been controversial. What can the government do about this that it can pull off politically?
Oh, there's so many things the government can do. One, you know, we'd really love if we just toned down the rhetoric. But, you know, on a very practical level, let's make it really easy for educated immigrants to come here, go to university, and then when they graduate, to stay there, to permanently stay in the U.S. These are the kinds of things we need to do.
That's Marketplace's economics editor, Chris Farrell. Chris, good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
And finally, a Beatles tribute band called the Fab Four, F-O-U-R, is suing a Beatles tribute band called the Fab Four, the number four. The Fab F-O-U-R claims the other tribute band is, quote, essentially identical in sound and appearance to the first tribute band. In other words, as the Las Vegas Sun newspaper put it, the Fab Four doesn't want the Fab Four cashing in on the Fab Four's cashing in on the Beatles.
The best things in life are free, but you can keep them for the best and please not give me
more. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.